Spider veins are a very common occurrence in the U.S. population. About 2% of the U.S. population have spider veins. So if you have them, you certainly are not alone. Usually it's women that seek treatment, although there are men out there that want treatment as well. So men or women, if the spider veins bother you, then treatment is definitely something you should seek out, or you could seek out if you wanted to. Unfortunately, usually if there are indeed spider veins, treatment's not covered by medical insurance, but it's not going to break the bank to have your spider veins treated. Typically, there are two ways of treating spider veins. The first is with something called sclerotherapy, where a detergent or a sclerosing solution is used and it's injected into the veins themselves. The sclerosant makes the vein wall sticky, and then once the vein walls stick together, your body takes the veins away and the veins are gone. The vein walls are pushed together by compression stockings that you wear after your treatment, and so it's very important that you wear your compression stockings after your treatment so that the blood that was in the vein doesn't rush back in and reopen the vein, because then your results will not be as good as they had been if you had worn the compression stockings during the entire post-treatment period. Sometimes, however, the sclerotherapy doesn't work because a vein is too small and the needle can't get inside the vein. So if you can't get the needle in the vein to introduce the sclerosing solution, then certainly you can't treat that vein. And so when that happens, there is a laser, or there are multiple lasers that can be used to treat the veins from the outside. You can use the laser for larger veins, but because there is more target in those larger veins, it's often much more painful than having the injections. So in patients where I do treat both, usually they request the injections over the laser once they've tried both, because the laser is a little bit more painful than the injections. Neither of them are horribly painful and you certainly can tolerate them, but the injections are much more pleasant than the laser itself when it comes to the larger veins, that's for sure. For the small veins, the laser doesn't hurt really much at all, because they're small, little, very thin vessels with not a lot of blood in them, so there's not a lot of targets, so they don't hurt that badly. Treatment kind of feels like a rubber band snapping against the skin when you're having the laser done, and when you have the injections done, it just feels like a little pinprick almost. The needle is extremely small. Some people say they don't even feel it at all. And sometimes the sclerosing solution stings in the vein a little bit, but it's very well tolerated. I've had it done myself. It doesn't hurt really at all. You've certainly hurt yourself worse by, you know, falling down or cutting yourself with a knife, or, you know, any of the various oopsies that we've done throughout our life. So in the regards to pain, pain is definitely a minimal aspect of the procedure. The wearing of the compression stockings for 2 weeks after is usually the limiting factor, because you wouldn't want to do that in the summer when it's nice and hot, because stockings are hot themselves. And so usually we treat spider veins in the fall, winter, and early spring, because it's not as hot out, and so you can wear pants and you don't overheat. That being said, if you needed to have them done in the summer for a wedding or some event that was upcoming, of course we can treat them. You're just a little bit hotter, and you can wear your compression stockings and shorts and whatnot, and so you might make a little bit of a fashion statement, but in the end, that's not that big of a deal. Treatment is with the sclerotherapy and with the laser are both safe and effective ways at treating the veins. Varicose veins or spider veins are a progressive disease, and so unfortunately you will get more as time goes on, whether you treat them or don't treat them. And so we use both treatments as a way to maintain the number of veins at a relatively low or no number. If you get to a point where you don't want to do treatment anymore, that's 100% up to you, and that's fine. But we can use sclerotherapy and laser treatments to keep the number of veins at a minimum and keep your legs looking beautiful for all of the summers to come. Treatment usually lasts quite a long time, because the veins that are treated themselves get taken away by your body. And so, yes, your body will eventually make more, because that's the natural progression of the disease and how your DNA is programmed. But, you know, will that be many months to years later? Probably, because it takes a while for your body to make those veins. So treatment is long-lasting and durable, and you look stunning always.